This is one of the stuff that every person on the earth has this illusion or imagination that it would, if it was up to me, I would. And the clever fellows will stop in less than a few minutes, because it will be only a few minutes that you start to punish someone, or God forbid, kill, or eliminate, or things like that. Then you will realize that, the problem is, do not wish to govern this universe. Do not volunteer to be the governor, because then the responsibilities are millions of times greater than whatever you think and your personality. Because suddenly it's not up to you. It's about billions of people correcting the order of the universe. Adolf Hitler tried to do it. Joseph Stalin tried to do it. Just two names. The list is... What did they do? We are not here to govern. We are here to participate, right? So, wanting to govern brings in the politics. You say, listen, the people are the mine. Then let's talk about the mine. The mine of copper, yes, it's good, but the mine of diamond will beat it, so what? Because the people are different, each of them different. But let me tell you that here we don't care about how much money you have. We don't care about how this and that. There is only three things that we want to see in you. We're talking about your chest. In your chest should be full of love, pain, and smoke. Smoke, dude. Why? Because you have to burn a lot of stuff to let this heart be free. Because there are the other stuff, mother, which should be burned. We talked about, you remember that every single fellow we talk will pass through the fire. The little child in the book one, remember? Then Abraham in book two. You should go through the fire, because a part of the animal instinct in me should burn. What is the first main part of the animal stuff? Is anger. Because animals should become angry. You know why? Oh, it's very easy. Animal is a living creature who is trying to remain alive, running from death, right? And to do this, there are so many ways. The animal will choose the most conservative one. They are very careful. They don't... Have you seen any animal do bungee jumping? Not even that. They don't do the dangerous stuff. They are conservative. Because they try to be conservative. That conservatism is in the animal. It's good for the animal. It's not good for me. Because an animal should be conservative to conserve his life, right? As a lover, I should be ready to give my life for my beloved. So that anger, which is the point for that conservative animal. How an animal is conservative? Every single cell of the animal is conservative, because every single cell is an animal, right? They're independent, they're animals. And they, too, are conservative. They conserve energy. Whenever you need your energy, it's like your car. You're running your car, right? When you need energy, you push a little bit and your car will give you a little bit. Your car will never go to the highest RPM. Highest RPM is achievable when it is in the shop and they put it on the jack and the tires are like this, they try it like that, right?
Uh-huh.
In the dangerous moment, the animal should be able to retrieve all the reserved energy here and there. And that comes out with anger. We translated anger. Anger is the moment that these animal stuff will give, as silly it is, more than 100% if it is possible. Everything is ready because this is reserved for a very dangerous moment when the life is in jeopardy. Right? So that's the anger. My life will never be in jeopardy like that, except if I'm in jail, they're torturing me, and all that, the anger doesn't help. So the anger we don't need, but it's here. It's in the cells, it's automatic here. You know where it comes out? Have you seen the little episodes of Ali, the fighter, the boxer? Mm-hmm. At the last moment, all the energy will be brought over there because they feel angry. A sort of anger will be raised in some of the sports even, because it will bring all the reserves out. But that one should go, all these stuff should be burned, and your chest should be love, pain, because if there's no pain, there's no love. Love and pain are intertwined. Because when you are a lover, first of all, a lover cannot be satisfied with himself or herself. Because you could never do the best for the beloved. So you always think about your shortcomings and things like that. This is painful. Pain is there, love is there, and the smoke should be there. This is what it is. The rest, out. Yes?
The blind man of enlightened heart is come. Do not shut the door. Give him counsel. The counsel is his right. If two or three fools have disbelieved in thee, how shouldst thou be soured when thou art a mine of candy? If two or three fools impute falsehood to thee, God is giving testimony on thy behalf.
You see, this is it. First of all, remember one thing that Rumi talked about. What is the sign of approval for you? Something. When do you say, this is good? Rumi said, there should be two arguments over there, then you're sure about this. First, the good people should like this, but that's not enough. The bad people should dislike this, then you know for sure that this is good. Because the tasteless fellow, they could be a very good witness. Because they cannot cheat and explain blah, 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 they say. I don't know. Then you understand. So there are two sides of the coin, yes?
He said, I'm unconcerned with the acknowledgement of the world. What care hath he whose witness is God? If a bat receives anything agreeable from a son, 'tis a proof that that is not the son. The disgust
of... If a bat will sunbathe, you should be sure that this is not the son. Because bat is a night creature and is running away from the sun, and we know for good reasons, because he cannot stay in the sun. First of all, everything is black, so it will absorb the heat. It doesn't have the feather, it has a very expanded skin which will absorb a lot of heat and it will die. So?
The disgust of the wretched bats is a proof that I am the shining glory of sun. If the beetle feels a desire for some rose water, that constitutes a proof of its not being rose water.
You know why? This is not the normal beetle. This is a special kind of beetle which smells awful. I don't know if you have seen that kind of beetle. That if that beetle is in love with the rose water, excuse me, that's not rose water. Mm-hmm. Means what? Means what, really? Remember what we were talking about today. Friendship, relationship, connecting to the people, right? And he said, the stupid ones are dangerous. Don't do it. You could learn from them even. When you have a stupid fellow, that stupid fellow could be very helpful. I remember the help I had from a very stupid fellow. In youth, I was in love with movies, going to movies. And there was so many. Bringing from here and there, and that's a time that we were very busy. Being selective was difficult. One of the good selection was this fellow. When he will come and say, I saw a lovely movie. We knew that it's not worth seeing. When he will come in, don't laugh because the guy is living in Vancouver now. When he will say, oh, this was a very nonsense movie. We said, let's go and see. That one has something in it. Really, his taste was like this. He liked the junk stuff because he was going to movie theater just to sit down and enjoy some nonsense. We were curious about what are they doing, why are they making this movie, what do they mean by this and all that, so we didn't know. That's why they could be helpful. When they like something, you understand that this is not good. If you find one of these beetles loving the rose water, don't touch that rose water, it's not good for you. You see? Because normally, without thinking, your envy will be a little bit agitated than you. At least curiosity that, when this fellow likes it, maybe there is something in it. Yes?
If any false coin is eager for the touchstone, uncertainty and doubt enter into its being a touchstone. The thief wants night, not day. Mark this, I am not night, I am day, for I shine throughout the world. I am discerning, I am exceedingly discriminating and sieve-like, so that the chaff finds no passage through me. I make the flower distinct from the bran, in order to show that this is the forms and that the souls. I am as the scales of God in the world. I reveal every light thing from the heavy.
We can have a simple question. Who is this I? Who is this I fellow? Rumi made up somebody here, which is talking in a way, if it is the Muhammad, because he criticized Muhammad for what he did, because this is something that historically Muhammad did and it's there. But in his heart, he doesn't really give in that, because he loves Muhammad. Therefore, he stops the critic of whatever, and he will say, no, the Muhammad understands. So the Muhammad will answer as a prophet should talk. And he changed from Muhammad to Ahmed, which is the most appreciated one, which is the name of all the prophets, which for saying that this was done for you. This doesn't mean that Muhammad doesn't understand. This was a story made for you. Therefore, at the end, you should understand the correct answer to this stuff. The correct way to handle this situation is this fellow. Now, it's yes, Muhammad, but he doesn't say it is Muhammad, because now it is a bragging stuff. And in his heart, he doesn't want even to give that brag to Muhammad. That's why he brings it out like this, that no one will say, no, if I am, when I am, the balance of God,